Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What was the most expensive work mistake you've ever made? 833-287-1037. Denise, you're first.
The most expensive mistake I've ever made at work was once I was waitressing, and this guy told me that he left his wallet in his car and asked me if it would be cool if I could go get it. I mean, he seemed really nice, like, while he was eating.
Yeah.
He never came back, and it was a huge bill, like drinks, appetizers, I mean, everything on the menu. My boss made me pay for the bill because I let them leave.
That's what happens when you steal.
Yep.
Not only do you maybe cost a person their job, you cost them their paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's crazy.
When you were, be honest, when you were a kid, did you ever do a dine and dash?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Never.
Neither did I. I valued food too much.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. You may have heard about a week ago about this waiter who accidentally, at a steakhouse, brought out the wrong bottle of wine. How much of an accident? Well, the people at the table ordered a bottle of wine that was worth $330.
Which is ridiculous anyway.
Right. And this gentleman opened up and poured them a bottle of wine that was worth $5,700.
So the difference, in this poor kid's defense, it was like the same brand of wine, but this was their reserve. And yes. I saw the labels. They're almost identical.
And by,
I mean,
and by the way, the manager is the one who gave him the bottle.
Yeah.
It was the manager's fault, not the waiter's fault. But no one got fired. The restaurant didn't fire anybody, so that's actually good news. Oh, my gosh.
God, you'd think they'd have those type of bottles of wine,
yes,
like behind a lock and key.
Do they not need to learn from my husband?
Right?
Do not go down in the right left bottom corner.
Hey, good news. I brought Tammy a bottle of wine last week, paying back a favor, and Jessica, Tammy told me that she took it to Kurt. Kurt did some research and brought it directly to his private stock. So apparently I gave you guys the wrong bottle.
I guess so. Whatever. I can't touch it until we're given permission. Anyway.
833-287-1037. Maybe you put the wrong gas in your work truck. You put diesel and it doesn't run on diesel. Maybe you completely destroyed your station's brand new copier.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Craig. Craig has a forklift mishap. I've got one, too. By the way, would it shock you that I've gotten many, many costly work accident stories?
Right.
Here comes you, Craig. Go.
Man, well, I work in construction, and one day at the site, I was driving the forklift and trying to get around a hole in the ground and just cut the wheel, and next thing I know, I put the forks through the wall.
Oh.
And not only did I put them through the wall, but I hit the water pipe.
Oh.
And destroyed that, and then we had to rebuild the whole damn thing.
Very costly,
right?
I've got many mishaps. I'll tell a quick one now, but very quickly. I was driving a forklift. I was working for the city where my parents lived. I needed to get between two cars to empty a big giant pallet of trash. So I got you know what? I could wait for the cop. Oh, by the way, it was two cop cars because it was a city garage where they repaired cop cars. I could have waited for the cop to come out and move, but I didn't want to go ask him because, you know, I don't know. And so I can get through there, and I didn't get through there, and I ended up tearing the front quarter panel of the cop's car off with the forks.
Yeah.
And he saw the whole thing and never said, look out.
He just watched it
it happen, chuckled, and walked away. I'm like,
wow,
that's going to cost me my job.
Bro. Nah.
Thank you. Most expensive work mistake in Larry, we go to you, pal.
Well, I was a young doctor working at Vanderbilt as a pathology resident, and so you process specimens. So a patient had a heart biopsy. So you can imagine it's in a small bottle. And the patient's name tag was over the fixative name. And so I just put it in routine. I plopped it in formalin rather than glutaraldehyde. So this person had a piece of his heart removed for very specific diagnostic testing under electron microscopy, and I just routinely submitted it.
So, what does that even mean, dude? I mean,
I'm sorry.
Keep in mind you're talking to a radio personality. So I'm
staring. I swear to God, you're all done talking, and we're all staring at each other.
There
like,
we go. All right, I put it in layman's terms.
Thank you.
You had a piece of your heart removed to split some hairs on why your heart's not working, and the guy in the lab sticks it in the wrong fixative.
Oh, got it. So you just wrecked it.
I think that cost.
It didn't cost me my job. Well, at Vanderbilt, though, they could still split some hairs on routine fixative. But if you put it in glutaraldehyde, then you can do electron microscopy.
Well, duh. I mean, come on, man. Anybody knows that.
Honey, God bless you. We are still, like, going, huh?
I put the piece of his heart in the wrong fixative, man. It's like, you talk about feeling bad. It wasn't about money. It was about...
Yeah. Putting the heart in the wrong fixident.
And I was... You know, from Nevada, laid-back guy from Nevada, all these high people at Vanderbilt. So.
I think we've talked to the smartest
we've ever
had. Thank you for your call, pal.
Okay, thank you very much.
So thank you for listening to us.
You bet.
All right. Anybody still have any idea what that was about?
No, I've never felt more stupid in my life.
Chunk of a heart, wrong jar, right? That's basically what it means?
I guess, yeah.
Larry, thank you. Larry, maybe you made a mistake. Thought you were listening to a different show.
Yep.
But thank you for trying to dumb it down for me,
right?
Pal.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you were awesome. That was the best. It's like, I want to understand.
Usually when I don't get things, I look at Tammy for some kind of clarification. And she's looking at me with the same look. That's panic.
KSON's Summer of 10,000 Tickets. Brought to you by your always sunny San Diego Honda dealers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Again, you shared your story, and we have more that we're going to play tomorrow at 6:40 because they just are so good. 833-287-1037. Call right now so you can win during KSON Summer of 10,000 Tickets. We have a family four-pack of tickets for the San Diego Zoo. Remember, extra chances to win all week long by going to KSON.com and clicking the contest button.
Let's just relive my moment of clarification with Larry. Ready? How smart I sound here? So, what does that even mean, dude? I mean, thank you. Thank you. You know, the best thing about that, I picture like a van load of doctors listening, going, "Oh my God, what a story, Larry!
Yeah.
You poor man!" And we're all like, "Huh?" I wrecked a cop car with a forklift once.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.